Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB with the weekly radio show, and, you know, this is going down this weekend. You know, this weekend you got William Brown show this weekend with the Burt Jackson Memorial. You got the Street Outlaws. You got the little Outlaw show up at MIR. You got the show. You got Larry T's this weekend. You got plenty of stuff to do, and, man, there's some nice grudge racing, and, you know, you got a lot of, you got everything at William Brown. You got grudge racing, you got a couple classes. I think Tony Bynes is going to be in the house, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, you heard it here. Tony Bynes will be in the house this weekend at William Brown show. So there's a lot going on this weekend, so If you're looking for some racing, you need to get out to Dinwiddie. You need to get out to Maryland on Sunday. You need to get out, because this weekend you got a lot of stuff going on. And I mean, hey, if you like me, you want to see that racing just like anybody else. So you got to get out and see it, man. This weekend is going to be fun filled, and it's going to be a lot of racing. And you know, I want to start my show off this week with a song just for my homeboy, Mr. Gene Stevens, and I'm going to crank it up right here, right quick. All right, I'm having a little technical difficulties with Blog Talk. You know, we going through a tornado watch right now. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, we're going through a little bit of a, you know, a scare down here in King William. So I'm still trying to get some stuff up, and some stuff won't come up. Let's see. See, I might have to open this up a new way tonight. Let's see. Hey, can I use your phone real quick to see if the internet works? Something wrong with the internet, I think. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to get something going on here. Let's see. I do not know what is going on with Blog Talk, but something is going on. This weather must be killing it or something. I cannot open mics or open the Let's see. I'm going to keep trying. We're going to keep trying. Let's see. Trying a new way to hopefully this will work. This is crazy. I ain't never. Let's see. All right, here we go. I hope I'm good. Let's see what we got. 757-438-6775. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
It's William Brown. How you doing, JP?
Man, I'm trying to get there, man. We got something going on where I'm at, man. Tornado watch and storm and all kinds of stuff, man. So I don't know what's going on with the internet or what, but it's crazy right now, but I'm gonna try to. I done got it to where I can manage it. So hopefully I can keep it going.
Yeah, same thing here. We just ran through some rain here in my pop-up room. We ran through some rain and tornado watch and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm just happy to get you on, man. Cause it sounds like you got a smoker going on. You and you know, going on down to Dinwiddie with the Browns Memorial Race, man. People have been. Yeah, I had somebody just call me just a while ago asking about Tony's Thriller car. So, I mean, it seemed like some more people trying to get a little action. And I said, you know, that's how it's supposed to be, man. You got a race that's been going pretty strong for a while, and, you know, I mean, Dinwiddie is a hell of a track, and it seemed like you're going to get one hell of a crowd, man. That's, you know, I just think it's going to go over real well.
Yeah, me too. It's chiming out to be a pretty good race, you know, bigger than it was last year. Last year was the first angle, Bert Jackson, which we've been, me and my dad have been doing the Memorial Day and Labor Day race down at Idle Banks previously. So we got an opportunity to move to a bigger track, hold more people, get closer to the interstate hotels, so when people come, they have somewhere to stay. And, you know, it's not so far in the woods. And this year will be the second annual Bert Jackson Memorial Day extravaganza. Got $3,000 guaranteed perk for top ET bracket racing. Got a 590 class, $2,400 guaranteed perk with a first round buyback only in heads up class, which is probably the first round to do a buyback in heads up 590 class. We got a small block shootout. Running band hosting a small block shootout, $200 basket buy-in, one carburetor, one stage of knife, small block, 2,600 pounds, any chassis, any top side, any body style. And, you know, me and my dad going to put some money on top of that. And that's panning out to be pretty good. We've got a lot of grudge races. So I got a list of grudge races locked in. We got Killer Harris and the Bailey Boys. You got Pee Wee versus Lil Howard. You got Lewis from the Four Horsemen versus Hammer. The High Gear Boys versus Fat Albert Racing. You got Tony Bynes versus J.C. Richardson. You got Eddie Kane versus L.C. Collins. You got Blue Chips versus Blue Magic if they show up. And you got Jigaboo versus Boot Camp Mustang from up in Lynchburg.
Lord have mercy. It sounds like you got more action than what Dinwiddie can handle.
Well, we're going to get it all in. The bracket race gates open at 10. Bracket racing and testing tools starts at 12. And we're going to go on and get some bracket race, the class racing, and the boys on out the way. That way, when the sun goes down, it's time for us to party and do some grudge racing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Like I said, man, I got a call earlier. Somebody called me and it was like, JB, you ever heard of the Thriller Mustang? I said, yeah, you know, that's Tony's car. He was like, they'll probably be there on Saturday. He was like, man, if I can get my car working Friday night, because somebody going to test Friday, he said, I might just try that thing. I said, well, hey, man, you know, it's going to be there. So, hey, if you there and he there, y'all should go and lock it in. So, you know, somebody, they called me and said they're going to test it. I don't know where he's going to test, but he was asking about it, because I think, what is Tony bringing, the Thriller car, Rambo, and the S10 probably?
Yeah, most likely Thriller, yeah. The S10, and Rambo. And VMP, then when he ends open up testing the tune tomorrow, Friday, 9 to 5, who is it, that Ryan Green had rented the track, and it's $150 per car for test and tune during the daytime. That personal test and tune.
And yeah, we might. So it's $150, and you can test and tune all day.
Yeah, and then I think you got the Street Wars and stuff. They're regular Friday night Street Wars of 6-0 class that they have it, and I don't know what's the entry fee on that. You know, but that 150 test session, 150 per car, that test session goes from 11 to 5. Nope. Yeah, 11 to 5 or 11 to 6 tomorrow. So if you need to get your car tuned in on a personal test session without holding a laser lane, get up with Ron Green and he'll show up live.
Yeah, that's big, man. Everybody trying to get their car tested, man. I'm actually texting this guy now, see what he's going to do, because, I mean, he better off going, I mean, track going to be prepped, $150 all you can race. I mean, he might want to do that. So, yeah, I'm texting him now. And I got somebody else trying to get in here. You might know this person, William Brown. I think he's coming looking for some action at your show, 804-914-7584. He's a tall plumber.
JB, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, Gene?
I ain't doing much. Just trying to get ready for the weekend.
And I'm on here. Me and William Brown just kicking it, man. Sound like he got one hell of a show going down this weekend.
William Lowe's got a good show out there.
Yep.
Good turnout. It'll be all weekend's got good races.
Yeah. Everybody, after my show on Saturday, everybody pack up, and Tony Bynes and all the boys, we pull on out the track, and they follow me on up to Maryland so we can go on up there and put on the show for Larry T that Sunday. So we try to work together up here and put on a good show and give everybody a fun, full weekend full of racing.
That's what we're going to do, too. We're going to pull out Saturday from William's show and go on up to Maryland on Sunday.
That's awesome. Man, because, yeah, I just finished talking to Jason LaRussa. He wanted to get in here tonight and kick it and talk a little shit, but he said I think they're at Jackson tonight doing a little grudge racing. So, but he said he is definitely coming locked and loaded, Sunday. I mean, it's going to be one hell of a weekend, man. You leave Dinwiddie on Saturday and you go up right on up to Maryland on Sunday. So, and then, I mean, most people off anyway Monday, so you can get a good full week of grudge racing. And, I mean, everything, not just grudge racing, class racing. I mean, everything, you know. You can get a full week in a racing period.
Yeah, we kind of open up the track to everybody, and Larry G has the same idea, you know, because you got class racing and you got guys that test to go, and you got a lot of grudge racing up in our area. So we open up the track for everybody. You know, we don't discriminate against nobody. That way everybody can bring their family, have a good time, whatever you want to do. If you don't know about grudge racing, sit back and watch it. You know, you get the real live action of grudge racing instead of just getting the pictures and all the drama that you see on this just YouTube video. So, we got a DJ. Got a DJ that's going to be playing jam a lot, going to be playing music, you know, for the kids that they want to hang around for, for the ladies and, for anybody want to listen to some music and do what they do and watch the ladies run around. We're going to have a little bit of everything down there. We're going to have free food, got fish, chicken, got beans, baked beans that we're going to be serving to us all gone by the towel. So get your plate. We got two suites open. I think we got one or two suites upstairs. So the old lady, older family member want to get out the heat, go up there, get to her plate, sit back and watch the race, and still enjoy it.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, Gene Stevens, who are you looking to scar up this weekend, sir?
I ain't quite sure, JB.
Basically,
I'm quite sure what's on the agenda.
So basically, anybody that sit like you, basically, that's on the premises.
Well, we're looking to go. We're looking for some action up that way.
I hear that, man.
Gene, it seems like everybody's scared of blue cars, ain't it?
I know. Go down out of the bank, make one good pass, you can't buy a race.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Gene.
Running bell. I hear running bell.
Yes, man. Can you hear me?
Hey, Gene Stevens. Running bell is trying to get on with you.
Hey, what's going on, running bell?
Hey, how much is Kenny got that Mustang right?
Nah, he's got a few things he's got to finish up on, and he probably won't have it out this weekend.
Okay, I was wondering because he was supposed to be in the shootout.
Yeah, I know he wanted to, and he had some unexpected problems, and he had to take care of some stuff on the car. I mean, because he don't want to. I knew he wanted to get in the race. He had planned on running in it, but I don't think he's going to be able to.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
I know.
You still gonna
have one hell of a show running, Bell.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
I wish my small block car was ready. I'd let him use that, and he could run that into the small block shootout. My mine ain't ready either.
Right.
Yeah, I know you itching, Gene, with that little small tire car, man. That small tire car is what you've been wanting anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting it wired and got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm getting it scaled out, replacing fuel pumps and put the fogger on it and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, Gene, I just finished talking to your boy, old Pro Stock.
I said
Pro Stock, you know Gene gonna be coming back to get that the Black Widow boys again. He said, yeah, I know he gonna run them till he get them. I said, yeah, you that's just one of them races that's gonna keep happening. It's almost gonna be like the Big Sexy Kenny Beecham saga. It ain't gonna stop.
Nah, that ain't gonna stop. We should have, well, you know, win's a win, but we had some out of the ordinary stuff happen that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, because I saw your first pass, Gene, and I'm going to tell you right now, that first pass, I thought people was going to go hit the bushes. There was a patch of bushes over there, Pat. I said, damn, Gene. But then, you know, got up there and, hey, man, anything can happen, man. And I know when you came over to that trailer, you were frustrated. You know, that anything can happen. And I know y'all going to do it again, so it's gonna happen again.
Well, something happened. You know, we had a good day. The car did a good run. We had plenty of power. I mean, the car was working great. But something so stupid to happen, it was, you know, kind of just put a damper on the day.
Mm-hmm. I know the race I want to see, and I've been, you know, a lot of people have been talking about it, but I want to see JC versus Tony Barnes.
Well, that's going to happen Saturday from the way I understand. I talked with JC, and I think that race is going to happen.
Man, oh, man.
That race is supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen Saturday. Do Tony Barnes still got that GRF back half belt?
GRF back half belt. He probably still has because he has the GRF one, because he had a show a couple weeks ago at Red Springs, and he was going to put up the GRF back half belt, but not enough back half showed up, so he actually still has it. He kept it.
Well, he needs to bring that bitch on with him then so he can take his ass off and JC to put on him.
So running back, he need to bring the belt with him so he can get the ass whipping from McNasty.
He can get that, too. If he give me the back tie and the kick, he can get that, too.
Oh, my goodness. God damn, running back. Lord,
I ran him. I ran him last year in that Nova, and I beat him, but his car was faster than mine. I caught him sleeping, but if he wanted to run me again, but he wouldn't give me the kick.
Yeah, I think they got a little S10. I think both of the things they bringing other than Rambo are both big block. He got a S10 that they're bringing in that darn Thriller Mustang, and I seen that Thriller car. She don't play. But
I want that one they call Rambo. I want the back tire and the kit from Rambo.
You might end up now the way he been feeling, the way he talking. I seen him on a nice little YouTube video the other day. He might just feel froggy enough to jump.
I know he's coming with something. You know, he ain't gonna be satisfied with just that one run with JC.
Nah, he gonna want it all.
Yeah, but if you give me what I ask for, we got to go toe to toe.
So if you get the back tie and the kick, Rambo got action.
You better believe it.
And I also heard the Jigaboo gonna be in the house.
Yeah, Jigaboo always in the house. But I'm gonna do this shootout thing, and then I'm looking for action. If I can't get none on Saturday, then I'm gonna be looking for some Sunday.
Lord. So, hey Gene, now I've been hearing now. I even heard that Blue Magic had thrown you in there. Now, what were the steps, Gene? I wonder what kind of steps they would have. They were talking.
Man, Blue Magic don't want none of that. He better get back on his meds.
I don't know that man. He's funny because he called me, texted me. He called me about four times the other day, and you know I'm at work, and I work with, you know, work in a school. I can't answer my phone, so I'm in there. And he texts me, and, oh, yeah, you got during Kenny boot camp and this. And, man, I laughed. I couldn't help but laugh. But he was on there just a-crowing.
Yeah, he's been on Facebook throwing up a whole bunch of money and stuff. I've been looking at him.
If he wants that, he can have that all day, Saturday, Sunday, any day he wants it.
If he might, you know what?
We will accommodate him, I can promise you that.
And you know what? He might be about to slide on here. I see a number coming in here right kind of, I don't know if this is him, but let's read this, 301-247-2133. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Well, I guess somebody that went on mute. I know that ain't country, because I know if I would have read that during, I would have read that number out, he would have went crazy. But he always saying that I won't let him get on the show and this and that. So you know what? I'm gonna do him one better. Let's see what old country talking about.
You call him, shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him. So let's see what he's talking about.
He in the bushes, so he probably won't answer the phone.
We're opening up a can of worms now.
Yeah, he done called. He basically put in a call and said that JB don't give him no love and JB won't let him get on this show, so I'm going to call his bluff.
I think I read that post.
First thing you ask him is he drinking. If he's drinking, hang up.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think he going
to. He'll get good service out of them bushes.
I going to leave a message, too. You watch.
Make sure you leave us as a message.
God darn, he might not have an answer machine.
He probably still got one of them telephone poles. Yeah, climb the pole to answer.
Yeah, I don't think he gonna answer.
They claim they're gonna bring they're bringing three cars, the Mustang that Jitterbug's for the
right.
They might let the Blue Magic fall out the trailer because they really don't want to bring that there. And some other car they said they got.
Yeah, he said they come, and I give him credit. One thing he does, you know, you got to give him credit. He talk cash shit. I got to like him because every doctor time I talk to him, and, you know, he never, and the funny thing, he never spell anything right. So, I mean, it's always, you know, this and you biatches and I just be rolling. But the other day, and I tried to correct him, I said, man, it's not boot camp, it's Beecham. He said, man, that's what I call it, boot camp. Hey, he boot camp to me. I said, okay. So he boot camp. He said, yeah, tell you come out them bushes and run me. I said, he boot camp. I said, all right. But,
you know, I saw that on the internet. I didn't know who the hell he was talking about.
And see, the funny thing,
he don't even know who you were talking about.
Well, the funny thing is, when he put that out there, and I responded because I hit him back. I said, now it's funny that you said that because I think you know Kenny's car is down, and we didn't get no response.
Well, Big Tester, I heard Folks Talk Joe said that. He was trying to get him to lock in with Big Texas, but they ain't want to lock in. Told Big Texas to come up there, they'll get him at the track, but they ain't want to lock in no money.
Yeah, see, that's I talked with Sean and them too. They said they not coming, and I can't. I understand what they kind of saying. You know, coming all the way from where they coming, and you know They want to make sure that I think they didn't want to lock in, but so much. But the thing is, they didn't want to lock. They want to just get him there and say, hey, we're going to run when you. And, I mean, some people would do it. And I guess if he was right around the corner, it'd be different. But, you know, when somebody coming from a good little distance, they want that lock-in money.
Right.
But, you know, I think that I'm not going to say anything. Now, Wynn Brown, I'm not going to let – there's a person that's coming up there Saturday. They don't – he told me, he said, hey, JB, I'm making a sneak attack. Now, Wynn Brown, you might know this person because he was at the track at Outer Banks, and he came to Dinwiddie a couple of years ago with a badass Mustang, and he said he is coming back to Dinwiddie this weekend, and he said there's going to be some asses being busted this weekend at Dinwiddie. Now, I think you know this guy. He's got a back half Mustang.
Keenan?
It's not Keenan.
Hmm.
All I can tell you is a couple of – now, the last time he was at Dinwiddie – now, this is true. The last time he was at Dinwiddie, Joe still had his Nova.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a time ago.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's funny. I never been to Outer Banks, and that was the first time, and I saw this guy. I said, man, I know you. You came to Dinwiddie one time, and you laid a pass down. He said, yeah, I did, and everybody went to the bushes. He said, man, but I'm coming back to show some support for Wynn Brown and the Burt Jackson. I said, well, darn. He said, yeah, I came down there. I tried to run somebody, and I made a pass, and they popped my time up, and I couldn't get no goddamn run. I said, okay. He said, well, I'm going to tell you, I'm coming back. And he said, I'm looking for action. So I said, well, you know, what you? He said, no, I'm going to do a sneak attack. I said, damn. But so it's North Carolina, South Carolina, they coming. I can tell you, it's not just the DMV area and, you know, just Tony. And it's going to be. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be one hell of an event. And, man, I think it's awesome because not only are, you know, it's, you know, you living, you're helping out the memory of Burt Jackson, but you're giving all these folks what they want to see. Not only are you giving the grudge racers what they want to see, but I'm going to tell you, you're giving everybody. Cause like I said, you got the class, you got the grudge, man. It's just going to be one hell of an event.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, and we always take care of Miss Vanessa, Jack, give her a portion of, you know, a substantial amount of the money that we make, give it to her and the girls, you know, help them along the way.
And that's, man, that's awesome, man. That's how it's supposed to be, man. Lord have mercy. That's why, you know, that's why races like yours are always going to be successful, because you're not just looking out for your pocket. Man, oh man, Tony, man, JC, and that's just, and that little, Joker's Wild is getting, you said you and Joker's Wild going to do something.
What you say, JB?
That's Joker's Wild and Jigaboo going to do something.
Yeah, supposedly, if they bring it, that's all, you know, Big Country and Blue Mustang. Supposed to get them the back tie in the quarter with the chicken boot. So as long as they bring it and everything go good, it's on.
Okay, yeah, I know that Mustang. The Mustang, they run good. And one thing I got to give them boys credit about, they do travel a lot, man. I respect them because they were at the beach not too long ago. I think like 2 weeks ago, a week or two ago. So they always they supposed to come out my way next weekend to the Colonial Beach. So man, I give respect to people like that because they you know I think Country and them they live what is it past Lynchburg?
Yeah, they live right up in Lynchburg.
Yeah, that ain't no short hump.
Like I said, they stay in the bushes, so you already know that. They ain't got far to go when they dive in there.
Yeah, you get up in them damn mountains up there where they live at, man. You ain't got no phone service.
Oh hell no! All you got is bushes. So I mean, you really he ain't got no you know. I guess he ain't got no choice, but you know they one thing and the funniest thing. Is that one day Country called me, and he, what'd he say? He said, oh, yeah, I got four stacks. So when he said it, I said, well, damn, let me go, let me make his call. I text Kenny, like, right then and there. I said, well, lock that in. And he was like, well, I got to make sure the car, I got to make sure the car ride or something. And I said, oh, Lord, see that? One thing, I give him credit. He talking shit, but he funny as hell. But, you know, I know it's going to be one, you know, with all them. And, I mean, I think Blue Magic going to get a, you know, I know he running the blue chip. And I really don't, you know, I think he thinking that they got it, they got that one. But if he watched the first race, then, you know, which he was watching. I think he watched the first race. So he know, I think he basically know what's going to happen. He just, you know, he, I don't know if he's still going to put up them four stacks. Do you think William Brown?
Nope. I know he know better than that. I think he in the denial state. That's all it is.
Yeah, cause he called Jay, and Jay, damn if Jay put that shit on Facebook. Like I said, Jay, what kind of shit you put on Facebook? He said, man, that man said Kenny's scared of him. I said, now he know darn well that Kenny calls down. Man, that is the best. I'm gonna tell you, that's the best call out when you know a man. When you know a man down, you got to call him out, I guess. That's just the best way to do it.
Kenny would be glad to accommodate him on that race anytime they wanted to, but I don't think he's up for all the BS. If he go do it, lock it in and get it done.
Yeah, Kenny done got to, and I respect that, Kenny done got to that point where it's, you know, the talking, ain't the talking. You go on and put that little DP on, and they'll do it, so. And I know for a fact, if Kenny's car was ready, it would be a go. So, uh-oh, here we go. We got another. Let's see if we got somebody. Let's see if they calling in to lock in a race or just talk a little lip. 202-427-3960. Your mic is open.
Man, smoke that dude y'all talking about, man. He ain't about nothing. All he want to do is run his mouth, man. He ain't about nothing. He ain't trying to do nothing.
Who we got? Who we got? Oh, what's going
hey.
On?
Ain't nothing. I just was chiming in on what y'all was talking about. That's all. Ain't nothing. Ain't moving nothing. Ain't shaking nothing.
Yeah, I know that guy there country. And see, the funny thing is, he texted me, and he said, yeah, your boys Tricky Rick and Kenny Boot Camp, and who else did he say? He said one, oh, and JC, all three of them together can get the Blue Magic. I said, well, it's funny you said that, because I think you thinking you got, you know, you got an easy W. But the funny thing is, I told him, I said, one of them cars not even ready. And he said, that we ain't got nothing to do with that. I said, well, yeah, you funny, country. But we just called him in, and he, you know, I don't know if his reception was going, because he swear up and down we don't give him no love on the show, so.
Well, that's how he do. You know, he do all that woofing, and then when you call him, he don't answer the phone. But, you know, just like y'all have seen me post on it, you keep talking about Blue Magic. Ain't nobody scared of Blue Magic, but ain't nobody going, you know, you coming with a back half chassis car, really, with big tires on it and want to run 10-5 cars, you know, slap some 10-5s on it. I run them head up. Fuck them. I don't care nothing about them. But he don't do it. And he won't come up here, you know what I mean? So, William Brown, I heard you on the line, man. Once again, I hope your event is much successful. But, again, I won't be making that trip down there. But I wish you well, sir.
I appreciate that, Patrick. I ain't gonna bother. You got love for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. Hey, Rick, I'm going to try my best, but see, the one thing with me is this weekend is my 2-year anniversary, and I just know if I miss this, I'm going to have to, you know, call Gene and try to get one of them rooms he got down in that house, because I'm going to be, a brother going to be out on the street, so I might have to, you know, play my cards right this week.
You better be nice to Mama.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna tell you, man. It's so, you know, 2 years, man. I said, but You know, I'm going to try my best to get a little action up there, man, because I just want to make it up there and just hang out and kick the shit, man, and watch the good grudge racing and the index racing, man. That's going to be some hell of a stuff. It's going to be one hell of a show, man. And one thing about Dinwiddie, I like Dinwiddie. I mean, the track, you know, the track work and, you know, I mean, when you get an event like William doing, you got something for the family and the race because you got the band playing, you got the DJ pumping it in the back, you got something going all the time. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a good one.
William Brown talking about that fish and baked beans over by the tower. You know where y'all find me at.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, look, Bert's daughter, Booker's daughter, Dakota and Montana, they're going to be walking around doing raffles to 50-50. So, and make sure y'all find them and get something from them. And, you know, like I said, everything they do and everything I do is to help them out.
Hey, well, that's awesome, man. I just, you know, the funny thing, I got a raffle next week at mine, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I got a raffle in mine, and, you know, my friend, Eric Ock, I don't know if y'all know ARC, Applied Racing Components, he just sent me a brand-new dual-voltage bottle heater, and it's good for the 10 or the 15, and, you know, he said, hey, I'm kicking it to you. Do what you do. And I'm just going to let people know next weekend at the beach I will be doing a raffle for that bottle heater, which, I mean, if you look, it sells for over $200. I'm going to be raffling it off, and all proceeds will go to my, man, one of my favorite little kids, man. I work with him at school. His name is Jay Seward, and he has one of the first hand-controlled arena carts for a disabled child. So, you know, he's having a tough time with it, man. I mean, you know, he's actually partially handicapped, but, you know, he's doing what he does, and he's trying to do, you know, he's trying to fit in, man. He's trying to be like everybody else. So all the proceeds will go to Jay Seward Racing. So, I mean, if y'all down there, you know, next weekend at Colonial Beach, I'm going to be doing $1 raffle tickets or, you know, something like that. And, all like I said, all proceeds will go to his cart. And, I mean, you know, because, you know, he got, like I said, he got one of the first hand-controlled arena carts. So, you know, I think things like that, you know, just like William said, hey, Montana and them are going to be doing one at day show. So, you know, get a couple dollars out, man, and a raffle.
I'm going to help Montana and them out. Sign me up. I want 20 tickets for that bottle.
Hey, well, hey, there you go. So, William Brown, there you go, Montana. We'll be seeing Gene on Saturday, and Gene, I'll be seeing you next weekend, man. That's awesome, man. That's how it's supposed to go.
I'm gonna send the wife over there Saturday and give her $20-$30, get some raffle tickets, help them out.
That's awesome, man. That's what it's all about.
Another thing for all the racers and everybody that's coming with crew, just make sure, you know, y'all guys get your boys, your crew members to go to the back and sign a little waiver and get them an armband, because, you know how it's been going on with the drug races and everybody trying to control the crowd that's on the track surface. And unfortunately, then with it, we have, you know, it's fortunate that you have room on the outside of the guardrail where you can stand back and everybody can watch the races. So, you know, give respect to the race and everybody that got the money up and, you know, get your armbands and everybody with an armband is the only one that's going to be permitted on the track surface.
Everybody else
is going to have to be behind the guardrail, you know, and or up on the hill with the grand if you don't have an armband, you know. So just asking everybody to respect the authority around there and respect the race.
Well, guys, I'm gonna tell you something. There is somebody that wants to get in, and this person that I'm about to get in a little bit, it's gonna be a trip. Just hold one second, real tight. I got somebody I'm about to get in, and believe me, you're going to love this. What's the number? All right, let me erase this one. All right, what is it? All right. Okay. All right, I'm calling him in now. Let's see. He says 799-9323. All right, calling him in now.
Hello,
sir. This is JB with the DMV radio show, and I got somebody on here that said that they might be willing to do something with Rambo on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Okay, what he got? What kind of car he got?
He got a small block back half.
A small block back half?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm running. Okay, what size tire?
What size tire are you on, 731-4629?
I'm the same.
I run
the
head up.
On the last time I run.
Okay,
since you said that, I run him head up.
No, you didn't run me head up. You give me the
I'm not getting it. I'm not coming over there to give you a goddamn thing but a headache.
You
now, run your head up. If you can't run me head up, get somebody else to run.
So
don't come begging. Don't come begging. We ain't begging for shit. Prime time never beg. We run. We don't fucking beg.
You run.
Yeah. Okay, so you got a backhand car and you begging. I ain't getting your goddamn thing. Get your headache. You can't have a goddamn weight. Get out of the way, little boy, if you can't run.
There's two people.
Some guy got a small block. 29. Backhand car. What's going to get in the back shop in Virginia? Tony said if he do, it'll snow in hell. We'll run your head the fuck up. We'll run your head up if you want to do that.
Am I on?
If you don't want to do that, okay, so find you another duck. So we ain't a duck. We pups, duck. We
pick
duck.
Run your head up,
dog. Okay, you can't run my head up. Well, get your sorry ass off the talk show and get somebody else who you can run head up. So it's fine time. Yeah, get you. Say the wrong thing, boy. Say you ain't gonna do it. Say yeah. I thought so.
And you what you need to do is keep them weak ass cars down in Georgia.
No, we coming, but we ain't getting a goddamn thing but a headache.
Yeah,
okay, so if they weak, why in the fuck you begging? When you coming to bed, why are you begging?
You
show me how weak they are.
Hey, you've been
begging. Okay, show me how weak they are. Show me how weak they are. Give us that. Show me how weak it is. Show me how weak it is.
You've been begging.
Hey, give us that, Rambo. A goddamn G body. You scared a fucking G body.
You scared a G body, boy. Hey, who is that? That's a goddamn cowboy.
You scared a G body. Don't say that. Yeah, this cowboy. This that bad motherfucker called cowboy. Yeah. What's up?
Cowboy.
Yeah, what's up?
If you give me, you know who this is.
I don't give a damn who you is.
Well, you had run on foot before, old man. Don't act like you ain't never ran on foot before.
I had, and I had one. I ain't never lost. I ain't never lost.
This goddamn weekend, goddamn.
Yeah, she's gonna come at me. I bet your dumb ass won't come at me. Charlie Wright, what's up, Charlie Wright? Who you with tonight? Okay, then, that's right. I don't blame you. You go against us, I'm gonna put it on your ass, too. Definitely. I'm gonna put it on your ass. You think Cold right. Killer wants to? I'm gonna put it on your ass. What? You get from around me? You're talking about Luke. Man, you ain't talking about fucking Mustang Luke, man. Hey, I heard Young Cold Killer got styles on 10 locked down next week.
Cowboy talking shit all over the place, ain't
he? Hey, look, I want you to kill him. I'm on the reason I'm with you, boy. I want to whoop that. The only way I can whoop you, I get you on a shootout. But Tony said he don't want to fuck with you like that. But, boy, don't make me mad.
Boys, live from Jackson.
That's right. We're going to do some special shit to Leaping Weapon. Everybody's scared of goddamn Leaping. Yeah, everybody's scared of Leaping Weapon. We're going to run the pitch in the next 15, 20 minutes.
Lord have mercy. Jesus Christ.
They had to fuck us. See, we ain't begging. They got a big motherfucking block and everything. We ain't begging. Fuck them.
Who got a big block?
Get with it. Lil Wim got down there 800 cube inches. Hell, got down on fiberglass body.
Y'all got a small block in that D-body?
It ain't small, but it ain't that big. Just a little old baby. You got a little baby.
Cowboy, you lying to your goddamn.
A little baby. We got a little baby.
Little
we got a six crab in there. Six crab.
Yeah, right. Okay.
See that old ten that we got in there. A six crab. They know here we got to cool it up. But we've been doing something
got,
to his ass for 2 minutes.
We got shit down there, no cost, 600, nothing. And
we got a six crab in there, man. Trigger man, what we got in there, motherfucker? Six crab, right?
Let's say anything.
Okay, well, I'm telling what we got. But we're going to go rap in a few minutes.
And you say y'all run a real street head up?
Yeah, for 5,000 in a few minutes. We locked down a thousand on 5,000, and little Rick bet me 500, he going to gap me. I want him to bet him 1,000, he don't gap me. He put around for the kiss gap. I got that money in my pocket. No, you going to gap me. Crazy as a motherfucker, yeah, me. But right here,
yeah. I don't know.
You better scared a minute. Goddamn BC down here to take a line.
Cowboy, I don't know, Cowboy.
I'm coming to Richmond. Whoever want to bet on the gap? I'll be there Saturday. Whoever want to bet on the gap? Just your goddamn pound lips to say anything. Only...
Wait, hold on, man. What gap on Saturday
are
you talking about you
want to
bet on?
Lee Webster, you're
going to
gap up.
You're
going to gap Rambo.
JC?
Oh, JC. Yeah, he getting a 1-1. You like JC?
Nah, I like Rambo.
you better have goddamn common sense. I might fuck around and turn around and run JC's stupid ass head up.
You ain't gonna do a goddamn thing and run your motherfucking mouth.
I might run this stupid ass head to fuck
up.
Make me fucking mad. Make me mad when I get up there. Cause what if I get up here and run your head to fuck up? I give you the back tie, you
hey,
weak
look,
motherfucker.
You need to be mad when you leave home.
I tell you what, the day he put 29 on that bitch, I give him the back tie. Fuck it. He got the back tie. Nah. Now, y'all get that up. If he put 29 on that bitch, he got the back tie. He can keep his fucking willy bars on. So I don't want him to say he can't cut the bitch off. I want him to say they're welding on there. I want him to say the willy bar welding and he can't take them off. So he can keep the bitch on. He put 29 on, he got the fucking back tie.
I don't know. That might be time. I might be inclined to take my dance.
Well, JC, when you get your ass whooped, just turn around and have your set of 29. Put them on there, and I'm going to give you the back tie. Silly motherfucker. You got the back tie. I'm going to give you the back tie for being silly.
Okay.
Because you had to be silly to get in prime time, some in high. Them danger motherfuckers.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Hey, I like Lethal Weapon for the W, 400.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking to.
I'll be with JC. I'll be at JC Trailer Saturday.
Hey, man, all kind of motherfuckers going to be at JC Trailer Saturday. I don't know who the hell I'm looking at.
That's great. I'll be at JC Trailer for $100. I'd like to use the weapon for the day.
Greg, they bet me on the gap. Greg.
No,
I've been
all I bet $100 that lead the weapon turn on the W. And
well, I'm getting these guys in the bet.
I turn around, I bet $100 that lead the weapon turn on the W, and I turn around and bet you the same $100 again that JC turn on the W.
Well, that's a bet on JC.
No, it's a
bet
on both. Let's do both.
See, I'm going to be up there. I'm getting all these guys out here some bets, man. All these guys ain't got the money, man. I'm getting the money. I'm getting all them money right here. All these guys ain't got
the money. You keep getting the money
for us, goddamn it, shit. All these guys out here want the money in the face, man. I'm getting the money.
I want it, too.
Bring
no cost of land when
you
come.
Get somebody to
go to his spot
now.
Yo. Say what?
What's going on, baby? This is French.
What's going on?
Hey, does JC, somebody say something about JC Richardson?
Yeah.
Ugly looking for action.
All we want is the kick.
All we want is the kick for the mile.
You got the bad tie. What you asked for last time?
Hey, y'all, I got to go, y'all. Go to do the race.
All right, cowboy.
They said they wanted the bad tie when we loaded up last time.
Right. And what happened?
We loaded up. Y'all came to us all late telling you would y'all take the back tie.
Hold on. Who is this JC hit I'm talking to?
Nah, JC ain't on here.
Oh, okay, because what came out of JC's mouth is that he didn't want to run his period.
No,
so
what came out of JC's mouth that he wanted to give y'all the kick. Then after
JC made the pass
against Fuji, y'all came around and said, well, nah, we'll take the back tie. That's what JC loaded the car.
What are you talking? We came to JC before he ran Fuji.
Yeah, you said you wanted the kick.
We said the kick or the back tie.
Y'all said the kick.
Okay, long story short, what do you want to do Saturday?
Hold on right quick. Let me get him online.
Hold on. Yeah, I thought it was a hold on.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg.
Now, you talking about bet 100. What you want to bet on that race?
The race ain't came.
Greg's trying to get some cheap body work done right now. His bets are small.
Y'all boys ain't worth a damn.
How you been? How y'all been, man? I'm just getting on the jump. What's been going on? I just logged in.
No, man, we were just kicking it with that goddamn cowboy, man. He's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Cowboy's cool, man.
Where's Greg? If Greg won, I can just call JC in. I mean, it's up to him.
That's all he had to do. He's trying to get some clarification, but I know it came out the driver's mouth. The driver said no. He said no to both races.
Greg is on mule, y'all. He is on mule.
All right, hold on. 804-472-2364. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, JB? This is Pete.
What's going
on,
Pete? Who there
on the phone trying to run JC?
Yeah, he right here, JC on.
Yeah, it's me, Ugly. Dude, that was what Ugly. That's French.
Oh, Ugly. Oh, okay. I thought that was somebody else.
Yeah, now what? What you going to do next?
Hey, Pete, what did you ask for first?
They wanted the kick. They didn't send them on no back tie. They talked about the kick.
It's a spur suspension car to the quarter mile.
Hold on, man. He asked me a question. I answered it. What are you talking to? What you hollering for?
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm clarifying. I ain't yelling at you.
But you said you asked him for the kick or the back tie. You asked him for the kick. JC made that pass with Fuji, you came back and said back tie.
If he wanted the back tie, just tell him lock him for Saturday. After he run Tony here right now. That's pretty simple.
Well, it's Sunday. We'll be there this Sunday.
All right, well, if he don't hurt nothing, then we'll see Sunday then. And y'all want the back tie today?
Please do.
I'm just asking you a question. I'm asking you a question, man.
It's just eight for the quarter.
It don't matter. We can flip on it.
Okay. Well, hey, look. After Saturday, we'll discuss that Sunday. If y'all want to back top ugly.
You got that.
All right.
You got that. You want to, you said we going to lock in something then or what?
Hey, I guess somebody an early Christmas gift didn't get Tricky Ricky somewhere.
Uh-oh.
You said what?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, Lord.
What you digaboo want, man?
Who you looking for, Rick?
Oh, man, Rick hiding. Rick down deep in the bushes, boy.
He's in
the bushes. Rick ain't nowhere. Rick ain't trying to race.
I told y'all I wasn't. Let me get on the phone.
I told you, we'll
wow,
mess you
hold
up.
Hold on, let me ask you a question.
Mess you up on a Tuesday.
Why do you dudes continue to keep talking about me coming somewhere to race when I repeatedly told y'all I will not come to that track? But yet y'all keep saying, come here, come here, come here, come here.
Hold on.
I told y'all this is a conflict of interest with the race Saturday, so I'm not going to be there. I'm not coming to Dinwiddie anymore. So why we got to keep going back and forth with that?
And didn't I tell you we'll come on a test and tune day and fuck you up?
Man, I'll
tell you,
man.
You
ain't
got to
be no
show.
Hold on, man. Make a long story short. Y'all can run June 30th. I can get Jay-Z coming there June 31st on JB Race to the Beach, and it won't be no problem. He'll run you right there.
And what was the last thing I told you, Pete?
You
want to
let me know?
Right?
Yeah, but it's just time winding up. You ain't got but a couple more days.
All right, well, I'm waiting on some tires. My tires ain't showed up. I got to put an invite on the car.
Here we go. Here
I just picked that up from Speed Unlimited. I mean, what the fuck? You just want me to come out there and give you my money? Or would I rather me just come out there and fuck you up good to take your money?
No, we want you to come with the
best. Hey, Greg.
Yo.
This is JC. Trigger Ricky. You don't want to be hot. I done made that motherfucker mad. He even got on the phone finally.
No, you ain't made me mad. I just get sick of you running your goddamn mouth because you ain't running nobody. You're a fake-ass racer. That's all you is. You're a fake-ass wannabe racer. Sound like you mad to me? I ain't mad at you. You just a fake-ass racer.
I can be on that.
Yeah, you always bringing my name up, but you ain't never getting to the track to run.
Hold up, light skin. Let me correct you on something real quick, okay? Your man bring your name up. That's why your ass is always in the fucking conversation, okay?
Last post we seen, you said you wanted to drag JC ass. That's the post you put up, right?
And that's what the fuck I said, man. If y'all would have came to cover on the temp, I'd have done just that.
Okay.
Bro, don't sit on the motherfucking phone. Who
the hell gonna drive 3 hours when he got a 60% chance of rain? Come on,
I ain't even disputing about the rain shit. I said if y'all was to come up here on that day, we could have raced. Now y'all could have changed. We still got the motherfucking race off. You know what I'm saying? My motherfucking office still saying if you come to an OPS race, which you claim that you would dominate, because you came before and motherfuckers was bitching, I don't give a fuck what race you come to that I'm at. If you come up here, you got action.
Well,
what race
will you be at? Give a date.
Ask your man. Fuck you on Facebook all day with that bullshit. You want me to tell you again? We at OPS June 21st. If I get my tires and shit in before then, whether he's talking about May 31st or June 6th, we can do it then. If you want to come to the Capitol on June the 14th, we can do it then.
Let me know when you get your tires in.
Let me know
when you get all the parts on your car. But every time you get on a talk show, bitch, you need a part.
When I get on a talk show, I ain't even been on no fucking talk show. So what you talking about?
Every time you get on, bitch, you need a part. You need some part.
I needed some parts after I whooped you. So I mean, what the fuck did that? What difference did that make?
He went down to the paint shop, took the door, the shit off the car, the hood, and took pictures and told him
what fucking relevance does that got to do with anything? You see what I'm saying?
Please don't say
that. I be sure that you upset because,
I take more ass ribbons than you got wins, bitch. You can't goddamn run no
wins.
You got to
lying about what the fuck motor you got in your car to race so you can cheat and all that kind of shit. Nobody want to hear that shit, man.
Man, grudge racing ain't cheating. It's knowledge. And that's something you ain't got with your young dumb ass.
I got their ass.
I had enough to beat you.
This is on the talk show.
Yeah. He and a monkey are goddamn get a banana every now and then. You got lucky.
For the last minute.
Come on, right, one more time and see if you get lucky.
Dirty clothes, man. Said you wanted to run JC.
Say that again? Do it what? One more time? What?
I said I came to JC himself and said that, bro. They only all of them.
What'd you say, sir?
Oh, that's what it sounds like, some mumbo jumbo.
It sounds like somebody talking about Ugly and JC, but I.
Oh, man, we do that race track Sunday.
JC still on the phone?
Yeah, he's still on the phone.
That one here from the driver's mouth. Now, did we come to you Sunday to do with Ugly, right? When we all was up Capitol. You said you didn't want to do nothing, right?
What did you say?
What did you say? The Mustang. We came to your Capitol and you said you didn't want to do nothing, right?
I told you I won't give you the kick.
All right, now.
Ain't that what I told you?
Yeah, hello? I guess you said that. I could have sworn it was more you said you didn't want to run, but.
No. I said I'm not getting you the kick and nobody else the kick. And I didn't say nothing, but I didn't want to run you. I said I'm not getting you the kick. And when Richard Carl came up in the towel at the end of the night, he was up there kicking his feet, and I said, I'm not giving you the kick. Bottom line. He didn't say nothing about no back tie, nothing else.
All right. Clarification, then I heard you.
All right, so we done with that. So, I mean, JC.
Yeah, we done with that. What about that Pink Warrior Mustang?
I think the Pink Warrior is on. Pink Warrior will be at MIR on Sunday. Pink Warrior is locked in with Django.
Yes, we'll talk to him Sunday then.
All right, so and just to let you know, La Russa is looking for more action with Django, too. So, I mean, if you want to talk to Pink Warrior,
small block.
Django is a big block convention.
Eyes locked on
him. Huh?
I said the eyes are looking at him then.
Okay, because I just talked with him. He's at the House of Hook right now. And he said he's going to run Joe, and then he said he'll be looking for more action. So Django is coming down, and like he said, he's looking for at least one more victim after that. So I guess Ugly looking for some racing this weekend.
A little bit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
God don't like Ugly.
I hear you.
JB, you gonna bet against me again?
Oh well, you know that's my boy. I had to roll with my boy, so that's just that's how it go, man. We take one, you take one, but you know. Should happen all the time.
Yeah. Carol, we just boys out around. I bet a little bit, which ain't nothing personal.
Yeah, ain't nothing. I mean, yeah, you know, hey, shit gonna happen, but you know. So is Ugly thinking about doing something with Joe?
Pink Warrior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cause I know some. There's word on the street. Nah, it ain't no word on the street. The boys are coming from Florida, and they want action. T5 is coming Sunday to MIR, and they want action. They on 29, G-Body.
We'll see Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's what it's up then. I mean, it's going to be plenty of action out there. Sunday, Saturday, it really don't matter. It looks like it's going to be a good show anywhere you go, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be a good one. Again, like I said. Pink Warrior, he there. Yeah, we'll see something.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up.
Most definitely. Quarter mile.
Oh, yeah, that's what,
he,
hey,
he
when you talk.
Right?
Huh?
I said he run quarter, right?
That's all he run. He was just on here just now. I don't know if he had to get off. He said he wanted to get back on. Let me see. He might not be able to get on because
Like I said, we'll take a gamble running quarter mile, eighth mile probably.
Yeah.
We'll take a gamble and run quarter.
Okay, because I know that's all. Them, like I said, them boys up there, that's basically all they do is run the quarter. So.
Seems weird. Everybody up there run the quarter, and then everybody switch and run eighth.
Mm-hmm. Let me get him back. Let me see if I can get him back on here because he darn sure was trying to get on here looking for some more action for Sunday. Let me see if I can get him back on here. He probably can't get back on because it's a full show right now. So,
hey, that was cute how they just glad he was on the show. So you got it on record that he say when I get on my part, call him.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4848322 1.
Yeah, he must be busy, but I know he was trying to get back on. He said I think they're bringing the mistress too. The mistress looking for that action too. Oh, here you go. Oh, there we go. 484-832-2153. We got the boys with Ugly on. I think they want to do a little quarter mile action.
What's up, fellas? Am I on?
Yeah. Prince, you still on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah,
Joe's
on.
What's up? What's going on? Sorry, I'm trying to get my son to bed, but I can talk for a minute.
All right, we say we want to do something with Ugly this Sunday.
What car? What car is that?
Ugly.
What is it? I don't know.
Ricky's grudge car.
Okay. Well, I got two already locked in. I got to get through that first. I can't be locked in third and race the second.
So you say you got too many races locked in?
I got two locked in right now. Let me get through them, and I'll be on the premises. We can always talk over there. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay. So you looking to run quarter mile or?
I'd rather run quarter mile. I'm running a weavey right off the trailer if he didn't pitch out yet. And then I got another one with Django. So that's eighth mile, but I'd rather run quarter mile.
Okay. Cool. Well,
how's
like
the car sit?
29, sit on 29, stock suspension, single carburetor.
Oh, so you're giving me the you're giving me the back tire because I'm on 28. That's nice.
We don't know about all that.
Oh, I'm sitting on a baby 28. You know,
I mean 1 inch.
Oh well, I heard it all last year. 1 inch, 1 inch, 1 inch. I had to give everybody the back tire. 1 inch. That's why I put 28 on. But I'll be there. We can talk. It's not a problem. I got these two locked in first. I have to handle first. You know what I mean?
You said it has to be 28, right?
Don't have to be 28. I mean, we can make it right, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
I'm on.
An inch difference. Does the car sit the same? I mean, I can see if you're talking about tire width. I can see if it was 1432 or something. But they, come on, they got to be the same make too. They got to be Mickey Thompson or Hoosier.
Whatever you can afford. Probably one of each. Mickey Thompson on one side, Hoosier on the other side. Maybe that'll make you fair.
Okay. True. That's good. Well, like I said, we'll talk Sunday.
We'll be there. I ain't going to sit here and lock something because I'm already locked in for two races, and I ain't going to lock something in and something happened. Then I'm screwed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
So you what are you, big block stock suspension?
Yes, big block stock suspension sitting on 29s, one carburetor.
Conventional head?
Yeah.
That was a long yeah, but all right, I got you.
Y'all tell me with that conventional head stuff.
Single carburetor, you said? That's nice.
Yeah, it's single carburetor. What other does that have to be? I mean, y'all kill me with that conventional head stuff.
Well, I'm a short deck conventional head big block, nothing special.
They can make conventional heads flow just as good as a big chief.
I got to take that one. Now, they make them flow really good, but
you got the best edge builder in the country.
So you mean to tell me they can't make regular heads?
Yeah, I know what shit to get them on.
Man, I heard the devil's got the hottest water, too. I mean, we can sell you anything. I'm going to tell you that. You make it a conventional head flow like a big chief head.
All right. Well, like I said, we'll talk to you Sunday then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't lock you in right now. I mean, we can talk when we're down there. That's not a problem.
Hello?
Yeah, 215-715-2572. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Marcus from Red Bull.
Now, I know that if this is Marcus with the Red Bull, this is the person that is supposed to be running the Pink Warrior, right?
I didn't know that. When he stopped being scared.
Oh.
Wait a second. Don't even.
But, look, I got a baby on 28.
Yo. We're talking about Sunday's race. That's across the Mason-Dixon line, so we're on the same team.
I'm not talking about you, Joe. I'm talking about they were talking about bringing the car. I said I got a baby on 28, so I take a spot.
Okay.
Hey, French, there you go. Red Bull might want to do something ugly with a spot.
Come again?
Red Bull is coming down Sunday. He may want to do something with a spot.
A spot? We'll talk Sunday.
You don't want to lock nothing in. Damn.
Who don't want to lock nothing in?
Red Bull's trying to lock in right now. You're saying talk Sunday.
How he sit? Does he sit like that's 29?
He's on the phone. You can ask him directly. Go ahead, Mark.
I got 28 for the baby.
We're not giving him nothing.
With a big block with 29?
We're not giving up nothing.
With a big chief head.
Damn.
Like I said, we're not giving up nothing.
Guess you ain't racing none.
I guess. If that's what you want to call it.
I'll be there Sunday.
Okay. Best believe it'll be there Sunday, too.
Is it an all-steel car? Your Mustang all-steel car or all glass?
It said just like yours. Stock suspension, all steel.
Okay. Well, I'll be there. I mean, I get through them other races. I mean, you got action, maybe, but we'll talk.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, just to give you a heads up, you and Marcus a heads up, Tony is bringing Thriller Sunday, too. When he leaving Dinwiddie and coming straight to MIR. They're going to bring the S10, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they bring in the S10, Rambo, and Thriller.
He got
28
and
29. Yeah, but, hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
Hey, we got, man, I know you're going to be looking for that action, man, and that, I mean, y'all coming from a little distance. I'm going to holler at my boy. My boy got a little plug with a turbo on it on 28.
Yeah, I'm going to call out that home.
Yeah, I ain't running a turbo car.
Oh, okay. I thought Red Bull. So Red Bull and the turbo car? Which one is the turbo car you got?
Nitrous car. The turbo car, it won't be there Sunday.
Oh, okay. That's why I thought Red Bull was a... So Red Bull is a small block car?
Small block on nitrous, yeah. With 28,
okay.
No bar, stuff like
that. Okay, small block, actually. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Weeby on tonight? Where's he at? Where's Weeby at?
I think Weeby getting his car together so he can get on with you.
we'd be probably on a plane going to Jamaica or something for the weekend, so he don't have to be near me.
I talked to LaRussa earlier, man. They had House of Hook tonight, but he basically, I think after he run you, he gonna be looking for more action. So it look like it's gonna be a nice day Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't call Derek. I was trying to get a hold of Derek. I think he's the owner of the car.
Yeah.
Your swell is on top.
I was just seeing like, you know, make sure he's coming.
I just talked to Jason. He said they coming. They at House of Hook right now. Actually, the race between Lethal Weapon and Tony should have just run. So we should be getting an update on that pretty soon because they got that they locked in that money to run by 9:30. So somebody should have lost by now.
Okay, that'd be nice to find out.
Oh yeah. And from what I heard, Tony made one hell of a pass down there, so we gonna see.
Man, that man can't stand Lethal Weapon. That's why he ain't want to take that $100 bet.
Well, let's find out, because I know them boys gonna want to update that right when it hits.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the name of that car that you were just talking about?
Which car?
The big block on 29 is going to be there Sunday. I was just talking to the guy on the line. I forget the name of the car.
Ugly.
Where's he out of? Down there?
He's out of Maryland.
Oh, okay. It's a DMV car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we got bars?
No bars.
Yeah.
Big block, no bars. 29.
Big block, no bar, stock suspension.
Okay. What color is it?
Silver.
I was making sure it wasn't pink, that's all.
Hey, JB.
Huh? What's going on?
I think Tony Bond lost.
What happened?
What?
I think Tony Bond lost.
God.
I tried. Hey, Pete.
Huh?
I tried to bet that cowboy just now. He wouldn't take the bet, man. I was trying to bet him $100 that Lethal Weapon turn on a W. And then turn around and tell him we're going to bet the same $100 that JC turn on a W. He told me, nah, I take a JC bet.
Yeah, he talked that shit. You damn sure told him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know if it was a gap. Now, Lethal Weapon beats Tony Bynes. Uh-oh.
I don't think it was a gap. They say it was a good one. They say it was good, though.
Well, hey. That's all right.
I think Lil Rick left on him. See what happened to Grudge Race? Had Madden and Jay-Z leave on top of him. Same result.
Hey, Pete, is Sean coming this weekend?
Sean Cannon?
Yeah.
Nah, he's not gonna make. Nah, he's not ready. Nah.
Oh, okay. Darn, I wish that guy I wish Kenny Small Block car was together. It sounds like it's gonna be some action.
You ain't the only one. I'm mad now.
Yeah, we even got Marcus on here with the Red Bull. He's looking for that action this weekend with the Small Block. here we go. There go another caller. Maybe somebody got some small block action. 240-320-5499. Your mic is open.
What?
Darn, they went to the bushes. God damn.
So what's up, Ugly? Want to give the mistress a... You know, a little spot.
Hey, French, what's up, French?
What's good?
Does Ugly want to give the mistress a spot? Small block nitrous.
Say we ain't giving nobody nothing.
Small block, stock suspension.
What the fuck is a small block? Don't make no motherfucking difference. Billy Glidden had a small block. What?
You want to come at someone with some gorilla big block in a stock adventure car, a little baby small block straight-headed motor.
Okay.
Well, instead of running a small block car, why don't we race your big block car and you sit right beside it?
I got no problem with that, but the problem is...
Okay, then. Let's lock it in for Sunday.
I have two races already locked in. I'm not going to go out
there
and
something
happens.
Okay, well, we can be locked in for number three. What do you want to do?
Something happens, then what? I might as well just give you my money now. You want my credit card?
Okay, that's what I thought. Have a nice night.
Whoa.
If you lock in and you break, you don't have to pay. How about that? But if you don't break, you got to run. If you don't run, then you got to pay.
Is that how you want to do it? I'll wait.
Where you want me
there? I'll wait till Sunday to talk to you. It's not a problem. I'll be there. I guarantee I'll be there, so don't worry about it.
You have a nice one, bud.
Hey, Joe, y'all bringing the Godfather, too?
Yeah, I think so. He was talking about running that homeboy shootout that you're having.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the rules of it, though.
Man, I'm kind of confused, man. I'm kind of confused, JB.
What's going on? Ricky.
I see, they get on here, they ask for a spot. But they won't give a spot when a spot is deserved. I'm kind of confused.
Who's that?
I'm talking about the ugly car.
Yeah, with the ugly car. You talking about the car that says side suspension, 29, with a car that's back half, got bars. Yeah, take the bars off. We'll set beside you. How about that?
Hold on. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that man tried to run you with a small block, which that deserves a spot.
I told him I don't run a small block. I told him set beside me with his big block. I don't want to run a small block. Set beside me with his big block heads up, and I'll set beside you, take the bars off.
Boy, that ain't going to happen, so.
Okay, then. Okay. How about you leave your car how it is, and you run my class car. How about that? That's fair.
No, he's not going to run a class car neither. I mean, that's not smart. Why run a car to show
well,
time?
Well,
it's not
smart for a stock suspension car to run a back half car on Willie bars.
I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying was when that man stepped to you with a small block, y'all should at least talk about a race. You might could have worked something out and got it locked in. I mean, you never know. You know, he worked it out. You know, you didn't even talk to the man about the race. He's like, nah, I ain't doing it. I mean, it could have been something that might have worked in your favor. You never know.
Not giving no spot. I told him I'll run him heads up with his big block. Plain and simple. He got a big block, we got a big block. Step aside, yeah. Heads up, Sunday, we got action. There it is. That's simple.
It's obvious, but he's not going to do that either because he said he got smaller tires, so that's still going to cause a problem. So you're still not going to get no race.
He got 28, we got 29. Tires don't mean shit. Brian McGee's going 420s on 275.
Okay, well, if tires don't mean, then put some Willie balls on the Mustang and run the Camaro head
in
up.
In a turbo car, bro.
Brian McGee's nitrous. It's not a turbo car, bro.
Talk about the 275 going 420. I want to see that car.
Look up Flying Brian on YouTube, buddy, and you'll see it. It's a black coupe.
Yeah.
Check it out. Flying Brian from the Carolinas.
Oh, shit. Put the 28 on in there.
425. On 275.
Oh, that's good. That's getting it.
Okay, so tire size don't mean shit. If you want to do something, we'll be there Sunday. We can do something. If Godfather wants to do something, take the bars off. We'll set in his door.
Well, how about you put some bars on then? You just put some bars on the Mustang.
We ain't got no room to put them on the Mustang. It's stock suspension.
Man, just take them in time on any kind of way. You don't need them no way. Just hang them up or something to make you look good.
If you don't want to take nothing off your car, you want a stock suspension car to run you, give us the back tire and we go out the back.
Lord have mercy, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah, hey, look, we're going to talk about, like I said, we got to race Saturday.
Damn good, Pete.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens Sunday, long as you want to tell us Saturday. I mean, we'll see what happens. Because, you know, actually, I ain't going to lie to you. Him and Tony really got two races locked in. If Tony beat him with the 1-1, then he got to come back, and Tony got to run it with the back tie. That's the race that they already negotiated. So that might got to happen Sunday first. So if Tony wins Saturday, they got to come back Sunday and do a rerun. So that's something that's already locked in. So I ain't going to be, like, talking crazy, and I know he already got two races potentially that he got to do.
But that one right there.
But now, if Tony loses Saturday, then it's a done deal if he loses.
I got a goddamn Tuesday fucking that one. Good God almighty. Hey, that could be the name of the car, too. Ugly.
Hey, is Marcus still on?
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, I'm talking with the boys from Carolina. They said they might be bringing a small block car. They might be bringing a small block car. They're going to let me know tomorrow night. But if they do, they said it's going to be small block on 28s, no balls.
Dark suspension, that's how it's set.
Dark suspension. They said they single carb too.
That's the same way I said.
Alright, yeah, they gonna let me know tomorrow. They wanna make sure they're actually at House of Hook tonight, but they said they wanna make sure that everything's gonna be alright, they're gonna be able to travel this weekend, so they said it's looking good.
Hey, what does JC Richardson wanna do?
That's up to AP. I think they already, JC already talked about it. I think JC agree. JC, if he don't hurt anything, he will give y'all the back tie.
Come on now.
That's what y'all asked for, man. Hey, JB.
From a stock suspension to a back half on balls.
Hold on, man. Ain't that what they asked for, JB?
That's what they asked for.
Okay, man.
Hey, that was that day, that time. Things changed.
That was just 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was right.
That's fine. We'll bring a vet.
Oh,
Lord, here we go.
Now you're going to be the chance to come.
There we go.
Jimmy, what's coming from the Carolinas?
Chill with me, Jimmy.
Mm. Hey, look, I'm getting a headache now.
Yeah.
I've already had agreed on something. If he didn't tab nothing, he got a two races with Tony. If he don't tab nothing, we'll come to get out of back tie next. I thought that's what we had agreed upon, but evidently there's a miscommunication.
At first they just said they offered the kick or the back tie.
Yeah, you kick it, you got action.
Man,
but that's not the question.
Back to the kick.
You said kick or the back tie. I said kick.
That's what you asked for. You asked for the kick
and,
at Capitol.
Hey, let me ask you.
Then when we loaded the car, y'all talk about something, y'all will take the back tie.
Hey, let me ask one question, though. Didn't you give Tony Hatton the kick and he's back half? And y'all said the same?
Hey, he conventional head.
A little tie, and y'all won't let this thing move. Y'all
he conventional head.
Y'all ain't get Tony Hatton to move.
He the conventional head. You conventional head?
Hey, I'm gonna give y'all a number to a good heart surgeon. Y'all go get yourself a heart, and then come back, okay?
Well, you go get yourself a heart. You ain't get a small block, honey.
I know, I don't want to run a small block.
I want to try a smaller motor.
I don't want to run a small block. I want to run
a
big block.
We don't
want to
run a stock suspension car then.
What's the stock suspension car I want to do? Where the stock suspension car is at? Speak up. Where are they at?
This is going nowhere.
Yeah.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
I guess you got called Django, man. Them boys, they start spinning. They'll run them. I'm telling you now, they probably not going to run to the quarter. They're going to be 8 mile, but they'll run them.
Yeah,
Django's at 8 mile only.
Yeah, yeah, the guy from South, they ain't run the quarter there, but they run the, I mean, hey, you looking for a race, that man said you like him, there it is, boom.
I'm about to have to give something.
Get Derek on the phone, JB.
I think they are actually at House of Hook. Let's see, they're...
Hey, how far in the bushes y'all have to go to find somebody with stock suspension?
I got stock suspension. I can't lock you in. I already got two locks in, bro.
Oh, this Joe?
Yeah.
We'll see you down there. If you get them two off, whatever, we might be able to slide something in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You gotta sit where I'm sitting. Like, it's tough.
So you want me to go spend $500 on a set of tires just to run you?
Nah, tires will run anybody, man.
Nah, I'm not changing tires just for one race. If you don't cry over an inch difference in tires, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not crying. I said I'll try you out.
What's the punk out money on one of your races?
$500 for Django, and I'm running Weeby off the trailer. That's the $100 punk out money.
All right, well, how about we'll pay the $100 punk out, and we'll get you right off the trailer, heads up. How about that?
Listen, I'd love to do that, but that ain't going to happen. Me and Weeby have been going at it for 2 years. This race has to happen. You can hit JB will vouch for that.
Yeah, that race got to go off, because God damn. Pete even know that race got to go off, Pete.
Man, that's some serious. That man, they got some serious controversy there.
Yeah, they got.
They got to see who the man is.
This is 2 years in the making, so that has to happen. So
is Weeby on the line?
No, I think he's actually working on it tonight.
All right. Well, can somebody pass the message of saying ugly will try him too?
I'll pass it on. I think I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that's gonna be a bush call, but I'm a call it like I think he gonna say it. But I don't think he gonna want to sit there.
But he gonna sit beside the pink warrior.
I think he got a better chance with the pink warrior. So hey,
we're doing it off the trailer only for $1,000. It's not like we're not doing it for big cash. You know what I mean?
We ain't got to run for big cash. We can do it for $1,015. It don't matter. We ain't trying to get rich. We're just trying to have fun on a Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm running. I got to run him for $1,000. Then I got Django locked in for three or better. So, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, well, can we pay your punk out with Django or whatever it is, and we can get that action?
See, you're dying to get him my ass.
I'm trying to find some action for Sunday. I'm not trying to go down there.
Hey, 610-656-2422. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, JB?
Hey, do you have a stock suspension car coming to MIR this weekend?
The only two that, like I said, I'm associated with, like I said, would be the Pink Warrior or the Mistress at this point.
Okay.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, either way, I mean, if all the cars going to be in the same vicinity, same track Sunday, something going to happen. I mean, you know, I guess we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely talk. That's not a problem, I'm going to travel 3.5 hours and sit there and watch. So, I mean, I'll definitely be racing. If I can race, I'll race.
Oh, hey, Joe, I got the wrong Derek. The Derek I'm talking to got another conventional head car. But I am talking
to the guy, Dumb Derek. Actually, Goldberg, you might know how to get a hold of him.
Hey, Pete.
What's that?
Derek, with the Django car, Derek.
How did we get a hold of him before? I forget. Oh, I know who. That was from Joe. Long Island Joe did that.
Yeah,
I can't call now. It's a little late.
Ugly was looking for action. He was trying to look for Django.
Hey, JB.
Yo, what's up?
So who that? Ricky Fox trying to find a race?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you keep picking on conventional head? Because Rambo going to be in there.
Who?
Rambo.
If he said stock suspension, he got action.
Rambo stock suspension? He said just like them. So why do you keep picking on conventional head? Because y'all don't make no sense.
I know. He's got a 700 cubic inch motor he's trying to pick on them.
And then won't give a small block no spot. That don't make no sense. They trying to be buzz, but...
If it's stock suspension, he got action. But if I go over and look at it, it ain't stock suspension. I'm not sitting beside him. Any stock suspension car, I will sit beside.
All right, well, Rambo will be in there. Y'all can go ahead and get that done. Stop picking on these conventional head cars. Come on now.
I ain't picking on nobody. If they got a big block, they got action.
You got a 700 cubic inch big block.
Hey, what's that? Is that my boy Craig Jordan?
Sure is.
What's up, CJ? What's going on?
Not much, sitting in this garage looking at this nuclear missile.
Hey,
No, here we go with that bullshit.
Yeah, I hear you, Greg.
Here we go with that bullshit. That's all you gonna do is look at it too.
Hey, you wanna know something? You wanna know something, Greg?
All you gonna do is look at it.
Hey,
man,
this
look,
Greg, right?
Hey, sorry to cut y'all off, but somebody just text me, Will Ugly be at election day June 14th because a certain G-body wants action?
Ugly will be anywhere that there's action. Ugly can be at DNP Saturday if there's a locked-in race.
Well, I'm going to just tell you, Lethal Weapon said he will accommodate you June 14th if you want to do it.
What the dump truck say? What the dump truck say? When they're backing up?
Beep, 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 beep.
I just said we're going out the back. How am I backing out?
Oh, my gosh. They don't run quarter mile, man.
They don't run quarter mile down there.
Our car is set up for the 8th. We're going to take the game of going out the back. Why not?
Oh, my God.
They don't run quarter.
Yeah, you got your white glove on right now while you're moonwalking?
Hey, Craig.
Yo.
You bring your car down, you got everything in drag race.
Hmm? All
right. Okay.
You said Greg or Craig?
Craig. So Craig got everything in drag race.
Oh, Craig or Greg?
Got everything in drag racing through the quarter.
Who?
Oh,
okay.
Which one?
He got
Pink
everything in drag racing through the quarter.
Who? Greg or Craig?
Radical Behavior.
Lock that in right now.
Lock it in.
With Ugly?
With Ugly. You got everything in racing through the quarter.
Lock that bitch in right now. Don't talk me to death.
Yeah, hey, there you
go. How much?
Okay, where we meet at? 301 Bridge?
Shit, we can lock in at the track. That don't make me no difference. That's fine.
So the back tire, the brake, and the clear to the corner.
That's correct.
Damn. I never thought I'd say that.
Right
damn,
now.
CJ, I bet with you on this one.
Yeah, I'm
going to. That'll never come out of my mouth.
Hey, this fool crazy. He think he a bear. He tripping. He all this goddamn mind. I'm going to gap that motherfucker.
There you go, JP. That's a verbal lock-in, JP.
Hey, that's locked. That's locked. That's locked.
Oh, my.
Don't call me a death.
What do you want me to do?
I'm going to shut that bitch off at 1,000 foot.
I bet a thousand. We're in front of you about 1,000.
That's fucking crazy. That slow-ass shit. You crazy as hell.
Yeah,
all
right.
Lock that shit locked, right?
What?
That shit locked, right?
We ain't met nobody. I'm trying to get you to go meet.
We can pull up as soon as we come through the gate.
You can do a verbal lockout. 30 people matter right now. Right now. Let's call somebody. Get somebody out of bed so they can hold this money so I can take
man,
it.
Man, it's fucking 10 o'clock at night. What the hell are you talking about, dude?
JB can verbally lock that in.
No, well, fuck
yeah,
it. Fuck it. I'll be on the motor tomorrow. We can do that. Lock that in. We can do that. When you want to do that?
Dude,
we will be in. I will be on the motor tomorrow. What you want to do? Who you want to get to hold this money? Who you want to hold it? Let me call
hey,
Larry.
If y'all want, I can call Derwin or Larry. We can get this. Y'all can get that locked up.
You can do that tomorrow. I can get my money to Larry tomorrow, so don't talk me to that. What you want to do?
I'm saying lock it in. Let's lock it in.
You keep saying it, but what you want to do? You keep saying you want to lock it in, but who you want to give your money to? You ain't said nothing yet. Hello? Hello? All
right, bud. Let me know when you get done talking so I can tell you what we're going to do.
I'm waiting on you to talk. Hello?
We're going to give the money tomorrow to Larry.
What?
Giving the money tomorrow to Larry.
That's fine. You got Larry's number. I'll call him. I'll call him now if you want. What you want to do? Because guess what? I can meet him and Marlon tomorrow. And I can,
okay.
Guess what? We'll put Moat on the gap.
We just agreed on it. We don't have to keep proceeding. You're already locked in, gap.
Three on 1,000 or better, I get everything Greg raising to the quarter with the ugly car.
What? 3 on 1,000?
What do you say?
I'm giving you everything we're racing. 3 on 1,000?
Wait, so what are we running for then? That's what you said earlier. Now we're changing. What are we running for?
5 or 2 or better. I said 1,000 that I'm gapping you by the 1,000 foot.
You fucking crazy. Hey, look here. I can't cover that by myself. I'm going to call my mans up.
I'll help you all out. Right. Don't worry. I'll put a nickel.
All right. Well, as the king hater says, get your bread up. They call me.
Nah, see, don't pump fake. We gonna lock this shit.
Hey, CJ,
don't do that shit.
Hey,
we gonna do that shit for $1,000 or better. The pot
hey,
going up. The pot going go up.
Hey, CJ.
Yeah.
And this Pete. Hey, I got 500 of that. Lock that shit in.
All right, bet. Lock that shit on 512.
I'll put a nickel up. All
right. See, look, that's the money right there. What you want to do? 512?
513 or better.
5 on 3 or better now? God damn, you
hey,
a sorry ass motherfucker.
That's what it was. You want to stop hey, talking.
Okay, we can do 3 then, goddamn.
Okay,
you ain't calling me a deaf.
Lock that in, CJ.
Okay.
CJ, lock it in.
All right.
Now you want to go to 3? We can do 3.
That's fine. We lock it in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. That's a bet. 5 on 3 or better.
Where are we locking it in at?
It don't matter, man.
Don't
you ask a question.
Hey,
look. If y'all want, I'm going to call Larry in right now. Y'all want to do that?
Let's do that, please. Do that, please.
All right, we're going to call Larry in right now.
Because I won't be at work tomorrow to holler at him myself, so go ahead.
Yeah, I think I can get Larry in right now. Let's see.
Hey, CJ, so you getting the back tire of breaking the cliff, Mugly?
Yep, to the quarter. I'm going to shut that bitch over the 1,000.
Alright, let's see if we can. He should be in. Let's see if we can. If we can't get him, we'll call Derwin in.
Hello?
Hey, Larry T.
Yes, sir.
This is JB, and Ugly and CJ want to do something at your event Sunday, and they want to get with. They want you to be the DP.
Okay. Well, and it's probably me or Long Island Joe or Wildman. That'd be okay?
That's
fine with me.
They on right now,
huh?
So
that's fine with me. I don't care who the DP man.
Okay.
No.
When these gentlemen y'all come here, CJ, you know at Buzz Creek, right behind the gas pump, it'll be a road there. We call that Grudge Alley. We all ready to go race. Y'all bring both cars behind the gas pump. You see the line there. We had roped off and stuff. Y'all get y'all DP money together, and then we bring y'all around. You ain't got to wait, okay?
Hey, Larry.
We're doing it straight off the trailer.
Okay,
God.
Y'all get ready. Tell me what time y'all ready to come. You know, bring both cars
there.
Whoa.
Why you got to change shit, man? Come on now. You scared?
Oh, my God.
You've been running your mouth for the first hour.
Right off the trailer.
Y'all some scary motherfuckers. I should lock that shit in any goddamn way. Because y'all some weak-ass motherfuckers.
Off the trailer never came out of his mouth for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Why we had to be locked down with Rambo on Sunday?
Yo, what we sound like?
Man, look, y'all done made JB call Larry middle of the daggone night for no goddamn reason because y'all scared of shit. Man, y'all fake.
I thought we got J-Mac on the phone.
Nah, he definitely got J-Mac on the phone.
God damn.
Wait,
Larry, I'm sorry. Larry.
No problem.
I'm sorry.
No, no. If y'all decide y'all don't do it, no problem. You know, we'll make it happen, okay?
Ugly's going to say 10 or better next. Watch.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You see the
first.
All right, gentlemen, this is what y'all want to do, okay?
Thank you, now this own way.
All right, Joe. All right, Larry.
Okay.
All right. JB, cut his mic off.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a bitch-friendly radio show. There ain't nothing
about
bitching going on.
Yeah, I don't give a bitch what it is, because they can't beat me with nothing.
Well,
And that damn blue one out.
Dang. God damn, CJ. God damn it, CJ. I don't CJ, hey, Pete, I'm going to tell you, that goddamn CJ on it tonight, ain't it?
What is he doing?
Shit, I got his back on that one. They gonna give him that. I can go and book that thing. Fuck that. I'm taking my chances.
I said, God damn, I never thought I'd already told my mom. I'm gonna play with CJ. God damn.
That shit gonna look like the Fuji and Wicked Bird, right? Over by the eight.
If you think so, lock that shit in and stop procrastinating.
Exactly. You got JB calling up Larry for no reason, man. Come on now, y'all fake. All y'all do is class race. I don't know nothing about no grudge racing.
Oh, he was doing a moonwalk like anything.
Yeah, you went from 1,000 to 2 to 3, still covering your ass, and you bet still back up.
Then off the trailer all of a sudden.
God,
tonight's radio show was ugly.
God,
I don't care anybody says that ugly car. You got 700 cubic inches in that thing. I know.
Yeah, they do. I'm scared of a guy. He take us out. Scared of a goddamn small block.
He's gonna try to spot a baby on 28. He's gonna try to come at my 496. Oh my God.
And I got a damn small block, ain't that something?
I was that way.
Hey, the 700 cubic inch motor, we sold that in Georgia and you saw what that one did. That motherfucker tried to go some planes.
Shit. That can't win races either.
Well, the motor is not ugly, that's the baby of the can.
What's he gonna say? The motor doesn't mean nothing now. First, the tire don't mean nothing. Now the motor don't mean nothing.
Man, so you won't hear whooping. I'm still trying to lock this in. I don't even know why we having regular conversation.
No, but everything in drag racing of that guy during Chevy 2, that's it, right?
So, are we meeting that 301 bridge right now to lock this in, or what? If not, I'm going to.
Who gonna hold the money, stupid?
What?
Who gonna hold the money? What you mean? I can meet you, but who gonna hold it? What am I gonna meet you for and give you my money?
Come up to Philly.
We just had, I don't live but 10 minutes from the bridge, dude. That ain't nothing to me.
Okay, so somebody mutual can't come and get the money?
Who's mutual going to come right now, dude? It's 10 o'clock.
All you got to do is say lock in.
You called and woke Larry up, so, I mean, who else can you call and wake up?
Yeah, both my races are verbal lock-ins. I got to pay Long Island Joe when I get to the gate. What's the big deal?
But, hey, all right, with that, I mean, what? If y'all verbally lock it in, is it because I never heard anything about off the trailer. Is it off the trailer now or what?
No. Shit, I don't give a damn because he can't win no kind of way.
Off the trailer.
Oh.
Hey, you can't win no kind of way, so I don't give a damn what kind of stip you throw in there.
Okay. Show me better than you can tell me.
But you ain't locking in nothing, though. You keep hollering, but you ain't doing nothing.
I'm trying to lock. Man, I ain't talking to you no more.
You're giving them the whole race.
Keep backing up.
Hey, look, man. Why don't y'all just go out and lock it in and put the money when y'all get to Sunday morning?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do. He making it an issue. I live 10 minutes from the bridge, but if somebody could actually meet us there, there ain't nothing for me.
I mean, ain't nobody going to leave town for no 500. Not that I know of. Shit.
Next thing I know, you're going to have to use his double-sided quarter to flip for lanes.
Yeah,
hey,
that lane choice.
Hey, Joe, since you won't run your mouth so much now, how about we sit beside you with your big block?
Who, me?
Or you want to put your pom-poms back in your drawer?
You're 300 cubic inches bigger than me.
Hey, man.
About ugly. Small, yep. A big block, one carburetor.
Ugly is 700 cubic inches.
It's 300 cubic inches smaller. What do you got, small block?
Big. I got a 496 big block.
So now we're talking about that.
You can bring a pump and pump it, too, for you if you want. Oh, I don't care.
Well, hey, fellas, I don't mean to cut you short, but I got to be up at 5 to get out and about. But, you know, we can finish this. I mean, y'all can go, if y'all want to go ahead and verbally lock something in, y'all can do it now, and I'll get with Derwin,
hey,
Larry, and Joe tomorrow. But if not, you know, I understand.
I know, hey, do you have a problem with Big Mark holding the money?
I said Big Mark.
Mark Jones. Hello?
I guess they're still talking about it.
Man,
he's trying to come up with another step to get out of it.
Yeah, he's trying to think of something next. He want me to take my front tires off.
Man, I'm finna go, hey, JB, I'm finna go borrow me some money to bet on this race so I can get some extra.
Now, that back tie to the quarter on the trailer would have been nice, Pete.
Hey, JB, what small block car are you talking about coming from the Carolinas, possibly?
It's one of the boys that hangs out with the Django crew. I don't know. It might. I'm going to be honest with you. It could be that Camaro. I know y'all have heard. CJ know about that Camaro, and it could be that Camaro.
And it's been like Red Bull.
CJ, how does that Camaro sit?
Which one?
You know what Camaro I'm talking about.
I didn't even hear you at the time. Which?
You know what Camaro I'm talking about, small block Camaro.
Stock suspension?
Yep.
Small block stock suspension. Camaro.
70 model.
Oh, the blue one?
The Betty.
Oh, my boys, No Time.
What car is
No
that?
Time racing, they my boys.
Nitrous car, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a nitrous car.
It ain't the MacFab guys, is it?
No.
Oh.
No, they out of Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Hey, look, I got a caller coming in right here at the end. I'm going to give him a little time to get what he got to get off. 240-882-8133.
Still asleep. It's past bedtime.
That,
he just got the phone
is
on.
Is that who that is? Who that is? 240-882-8133. Yeah, he might have. That's Sterling. He might have accidentally hit the.
I thought you were going to bring Weeby in or something, try to run some talk.
He's in the
garage sharpening up his machete to cut the bushes out so he can get out of there.
Weeby's underneath his garage, Joe.
Weeby what?
He's underneath his garage hiding.
Yeah, he might be underneath my house.
Hey, Marcus, I got your number. I'm going to give you a call about something else, too.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call about something else.
I got a Mustang coming with 10.5s on it. Big block short deck, conventional head.
Hey, Pete, there goes something that might. I mean, there goes something 10.5 conventional head.
He won't run it because it ain't stock suspension.
What car?
It's a Mustang big block short deck conventional head.
Oh, there you go.
Finish time.
He can keep his big cheese.
Against his big cheese. Damn, where's he at? Where's Lucky at? He ain't on no more. JB, is he on?
Yo, who's that? Who are you looking for?
Ugly.
No, I think they got off. I see the number up. Yeah, they got off.
Man, he jumped off the cliff. I swear, I hope he had a shoot on.
Man, they gone to the cow pasture, man. They've been bushing on the races all night.
Hey, but Pete,
pushed them right over the edge.
Hey, Pete, you might know somebody that'll take that race the way that sound. You said it's on 10-5s, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on a W.
Yes.
Okay, well, shoot, I might. Hey, Pete, you might get in touch with Kanan.
What kind of car you got? Back half or something?
Sound like a Mustang.
Yeah, back half Mustang.
On 10-5-33s on the Willy Balls?
Yep.
Yeah, Keenan might try that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be up in that area, so.
Yeah, he's looking for a race in the way. I hit him up. Hey, JB, I tell him hit you up, man, so you get in touch with my man right there, because he was looking for a race in the way, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people looking for a race, and I think Squeak is looking for a race, too, so he might be coming up and. Squeak is a conventional head back half, so yeah, I'll get with them boys tomorrow.
He's trying to do it for 10,000-20,000, a little 3,000 better.
Okay, yeah, I'll hit them up. Them boys, I think the boys like to run for. I know Squeak and them want to run for a little bit. Like they'll do 3 or better. So yeah, I'm gonna hit them up.
Definitely. All
right, well, I'll get y'all guys tomorrow. I swear, this show here that made me got a headache. I'm gonna take me to Advil. All this motherfucking beeping I heard going on tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up here and I got the weekend off, so I'm gonna go up here and get straight because I got to make this trip at 5 a.m. to Georgia tomorrow. So I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
All right, you guys,
JB.
All right.
All right, later.